This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, I don't know if shareable computing is going to be a hit or not, but shareable data collection is, at least for some people. I'm talking about scientific data and specifically new mobile apps that are transforming cell phone users into citizen scientists. Lina Anwar has our story.
Just a few years ago, coming back from an early morning hike with some pretty photos was about as productive as you could get. Now, new mobile apps make it easy for nature lovers to contribute to science, too.
So we're at a really interesting-looking tree, which I happen to know is a sycamore tree in this case.
That's Sophie Jarek, a fourth-year student at UCLA. She uses an app called Project Budburst to monitor trees as the seasons change.
I'm going to take a picture of this tree. And it automatically finds a location for me. And it's pretty accurate, so I'm just going to go ahead and submit done.
Recording exact locations and times for every observation is a cumbersome part of collecting data. With these apps, that's taken care of.
And I can add any notes that I want. So I'm going to say that the leaves have all fallen and that the plant is nearing the end of this stage.
She hits done, and her phone sends the info to the Project Budburst database, a public database that scientists can access to see if plants are hitting growth stages at the right time. Other apps track things like air pollution, endangered species, and water conditions. James Alamillo is the urban programs manager at Heal the Bay, an organization that works to protect Southern California beaches. He says these citizen science apps make it easier to spot suspicious patterns.
Now you have a mechanism for collecting a lot of data from a lot of sets of eyes and a lot of set of users that before didn't exist or that was unknown.
Alamillo says as improvements are made to weed out inaccurate information, more academics are getting on board. Having an army of volunteers can help them save time and money. Project Budburst, for example, has over 13,000 users. Sophie Jarek says being part of that community makes her feel useful.
It feels like I'm actually doing something, something you can just do in your spare time and feel like you're really being productive.
And getting outside, too. In Los Angeles, I'm Lina Unwer for Marketplace.